Welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. Now your hosts.
Hello and welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. I'm John Alois and I'm joined by Sean Degenhart.
Hi there.
And John Redlich Shaver.
My Fozzie Bear isn't as good as it used to be, otherwise I would say it. Yeah. Bear left, right frog. All right.
We're glad you're with us. You can follow us on social media, contact us there, or email us at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. If you have a Disney review, send us a voice recorded message there as well, and we may play it on the show. Wherever you're listening to us, please subscribe. You'll never miss an episode. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It really does help more people find the show.
And check local listings now that I'm mowing again. It's kind of nice to listen to the episodes. I've been falling behind.
It's time for our Disney views.
Some shows like to talk about Disney news. We share our Disney views, and that topic can be just about anything related to the world of Disney. We have some trips planned for the summer. A few of us are heading out west, and one of us might be heading east.
The dates have been changed to protect the innocent. Sean, why don't you start?
Yeah,
I'm more excited for your trip.
After, the last time was 2017, so I will be headed back to D23 Expo in Anaheim in August. And I will, disclaimer, it is over one of my daughter's birthdays, but she assured me that was fine as long as I bring her back whatever's on her list.
Okay, bribery is good.
That's doing.
Good.
But looking forward to all that's going to be happening with that. They've not released a complete itinerary of what's going on. I think they do that just a couple weeks out. But looking forward to that. And then also they've offered some discounted park tickets for attendees of the expo. So
when you buy a ticket for the expo, is that an all access pass? What does this get you?
This is the first year they've tried this new thing.
Okay.
And it was quite complicated, and you can read all the message boards online to see about
the Disney fans are opinionated?
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Buying tickets was complicated.
So I'm
he doesn't know this, but he's got 17 lightning lanes on top of it. Yeah.
So I'm a D23 gold member, and then have my Visa card. So I was in that first round of people that could try to get their tickets.
And what number were you?
When I logged in, they assign you a random number, and I was like 4,423, which I thought, okay, forget it. But then eventually I'm seeing people on Facebook that, well, I'm number 47,517. Well, I'm 53,000. And so I was on that first day able to get my tickets. There were some glitches with things shutting down and all that. Got my ticket. This year, your ticket, there were several different options, but the one that I got, you could get a seat at the Honda Center where they are having all the big evening panels.
Oh.
So the, parks, all that, the Disney Legends.
So that's the arena where the Ducks play, right?
Yes. I think. Yeah.
So that's a 12,000 seat?
Like 18.
Oh, wow.
So, and you have an assigned seat at that. Whereas before, people would wait in line overnight just to try to get in. You weren't guaranteed a seat.
Wow.
So this way, a larger venue, and you you will have a seat.
Well, the assigned seat is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you could do other stuff during the day.
Exactly.
Right.
And you can also, the cheap seats were like the $300 package level, but you could spend up to, $1,000, $1,200 if you wanted to be, closer down front. Really looking forward to that.
Looking forward to the reports
that
are coming in.
And the Hyperion Hub takes our receipts. Is that how it works?
Well, actually, you see those green sheets over there in the corner? Just fill one. Take one of those. Look, California. J. Alois at HyperionHub.net/gov. Whatever.
I'll be heading out west as well. Just before your trip, we'll be at Disneyland. My family and I are heading out there and staying at the Disneyland Hotel. Excited to be in the new tower.
You're staying at the Villas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Brand new tower there. We saw it being built. Excited to see the new treehouse and some of the things we haven't seen in a few years.
And you'll let me know what doors are locked and unlocked. And you should really
I'm going to guess the Anaheim PD blotter will take care of that for you.
What did the man at Pixar Security say? I said, are people watching me in there? Everybody's watching me. I'm I'm just walking along the fence.
Yeah, we know.
And then we'll be heading up north to San Francisco and going to the Walt Disney Family Museum and maybe checking out Lucasfilm and maybe ride over to Oakland and maybe go see Pixar.
See an A's game before they move?
No.
And what's the occasion for this trip, John?
It is a milestone birthday.
Ooh.
You may not
numbers
realize
numbers change to protect the innocents.
Yeah.
Are you going to drive up to San Fran?
We are.
Cool. I always wanted to do that.
It's a six-hour drive if we take the expressway.
Are you going to take the coastal?
It's an eight-hour drive if we take the coastal.
Then yes. Come on.
We're not big car riders.
All right. But
I agree.
How do you pass up that scenery?
I know. And my guess is part of it will be on...
Sure.
You know, the PCH one. Isn't that the one?
Sure.
Pacific Coast Highway one. Anyway, so looking forward to it. End of the summer. Can't wait.
That reminds me of an interview that I had at the firm. We were looking to do some work, and they said, do you have some experience with a Section 14 hearing? Absolutely.
Sure.
I got in the car, and the managing partner goes, what's a Section 14? I have no idea.
This is staying in.
No, come on. Actually, there will be people that appreciate that because it's true. Except for where we applied for the work, and we didn't get it, shockingly, because I'm guessing it was made up. Absolutely. We do those all the time.
You walked into their...
I did.
It's a trap.
We got him. We got him.
Oh, really? A 14, huh?
Yeah, it was a 14C.
And how about your trip?
Well, we are going east. Very similar to what we did last summer, we have a senior who has selected a senior trip that will involve a different cruise itinerary, but we will... get down to the parks for a couple of days just because you always hear the nightmares of missing the cruise. If you travel the day of, we are going to take an Eastern Caribbean cruise that will take us to the American and the British Virgin Islands with one stop at Castaway Key.
Nice.
Yep. Then we'll get our sea legs back and go back to my second home, as far as I'm concerned, the Disney Hilton Head Island Resort.
That was on the list. Of possible places.
Well, clearly your list was incorrect. No, I'm kidding. I'm very excited to hear how the villas at Disneyland are.
Yeah.
Because to have new construction and new, hotel rooms there is such a big deal. I'm excited to hear that too.
And what cruise ship will you be on, do you know?
We're back on the Treasure. Nice. So we're inching closer to gold status, but just as we get closer to that, they introduce the pearl status, so they'll just keep adding layers that we'll never attain in the DCL lineage there. But one stop at Castaway Key, a nice memorable trip for our senior, and then, she's out the door. No, just we can't even take her child credit anymore. Happy tax day. Check local listings, right? we're excited, and it's a long time away from home, understandably, but this is one of the first summers as, you know, schedules are changing as the kids get older, that we'll have 2.5-3 weeks. So.
Yep. This week we're talking about the Disney 100 exhibit that was in Chicago, Illinois, and now is on its way to Kansas City, Missouri. The three of us saw it in Chicago at different times. The Disney 100.
I wasn't going with him. Were
the
you?
Disney 100 Ew. Exhibit is a celebration of the company's first century. There are actual items from the Disney archives on display, as well as recreations. There are several galleries. I recorded a report from the Exhibition Hub Art Center in Chicago, which is where it was located, with my family, and we'll play that later in the show. But I want to get your thoughts. Let's start with John.
Overall, a fun experience. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, you can only hear such limited stuff online, but, you know, a nice variety. I suppose if I had one disappointment, it was the number of reproductions that were on site. You know, every time I'd look at something, wow, this is really neat, reproduced from the archives, which I get it, and I understand there's gooey fingerprints all over everything, but it's under glass or plexiglass. I just thought maybe there'd be a few more original items there, but still, I mean, you could have, I'd be curious, I want to know how long you spent in there, John, but I know I could have spent another hour or so doing that if we didn't have a lunch reservation, but overall, a wonderful experience.
You went with your whole family?
My whole family and my in-laws, yes.
And
that was our Christmas gift from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So range of interest between the older
I think it
children.
Depended on what room you were in.
Okay.
In which room you were. So the point is, the older stuff, you know, the historian in me, I was reading everything. My in-laws enjoyed some of the stuff they remember as children, you know, the Disneyland section where my mother-in-law went. You know, she has original ears from some of the earliest days of the park there. And so it was neat to watch that. And then the kids had a great time with the music selections and where you could listen to just about every conceivable Disney song out there. But even the girls, the you know, I have two older girls, the princess-related stuff, to watch them kind of reliving that or following Peter Pan flying around in that circle. It was there was something for everyone, and that's a good way to say it, I guess.
Sean?
Greta and I went up. She wanted. She was the only one interested in going, wow. And I'm not quite sure about why, but she was, I mean, and she kept on it. I thought she would, I thought it might be a little old for her.
And how old is
she? She just, let's see, she is 10.
When you have multiples, it's
right. Well, and we just had.
You remembered the name. That's enough. We and just I had, say that with love to mine.
We just had one turn 8, so I was trying to remember which one it was. So we took the train up.
Did you hear that? One.
We took the train up, which was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And then, you know, Ubered over from there. Yeah, looking at the outside of the building, you're like, okay, what is this? Because it wasn't like a super fancy part of town.
But I think it's cool that they did.
It wasn't in a bad part of town.
No.
No, but I think it's also, it's not where you expect it. Yeah. It's removed from downtown. Right. It's just off the expressway. But I think it's cool that they put some money in that part, a different part of town, right? Yeah. And it's probably cheaper, let's be honest. You're not going to get Loop real estate for a reasonable price.
That's a great point. It's in Logan Square right next to a Target, and we got to park for free at the... Did you just drop the mic on me?
Yeah, I got a great point, so I'm walking out. Thanks, guys.
It's right next to a Target that had a garage attached to it, and you could park for free, which... blew me away. I fully expected to pay $20 for parking, and the building was set up pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The outside had
beautiful
a
mural.
Giant Disney 100 mural on the side.
So we loved it. We had a ball. I love seeing even like the Laugh-O-Gram megaphone start. You know, all the history stuff, of course, is where we were. The books, the Sleeping Beauty and the Snow White books. Greta loved the interactive Sleeping Beauty book, where you turn the page and then the projection changes. Of course, my favorite, you can probably guess what that is. It's my wallpaper on my phone.
Yeah, something about London. I don't know. What? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that snow globe, the Feed the Birds snow globe was beautiful. They had some projections of birds flying around in the globe and outside the globe.
Now, was this the original prop?
Yes.
Okay.
That and this had was been the, found
yes,
in a, by a janitor.
Yes, nuts.
I sent a picture to Jeff Sherman, and he said, "Hey, grab that for me." I said, "I tried."
Yeah, we didn't have Alois
Will you
there
bail
with us.
Me out now?
Right.
Alois would have been the perfect decoy. He would have been pulling on a door over in the corner, and that would have been your chance to smash and grab.
And it was fun seeing some of the cells and the sketches.
Of course.
One of the things I found most interesting was some of the music stuff, where they talked about the sound effects and how those were created. The dwarf's pickaxe sounds were tuned glass bottles.
Oh, okay.
And they had one of those in there. Tinkerbell's, you know, the chimes was this giant wind chime that they had created. The original whistle that provided the whistle for Steamboat Willie was there. One of the original mouse guitars from Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
We had a great time. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Before we get to souvenirs, I loved it as well. What did you guys think of the Walt hologram? Yeah.
The hair was not right.
The movements weren't right.
No.
He was acting like a reporter. It was very...
It was robotic.
It's not how Walt moved.
There's potential.
Absolutely. It was love the technology.
How do you, exactly. The technology was cool. The heart was in the right place. But their overall was kind of...
I didn't think it was inappropriate, though.
No.
I know some people...
No, he wasn't swearing at us, but
well,
no.
I mean, you're using technology in a way that Walt did, maybe with Abraham Lincoln, or, you know, maybe that was his thought.
And you're not going to please everybody anyway, I think the classic Disney fan, if that's even a phrase or a term of art, I think it sounds like we're all in agreement that it was, okay, that was a neat effort, but don't mess with that.
I think they could have nailed it, and it would have been really cool. It just took me out by having it more act the, like Walt.
You know, mannerisms better.
Right mannerisms, okay. And I mean, I just It wasn't there. But I love, again, I love the technology. I thought the place was awesome. I got rushed by my family.
Oh, he's that guy. Come on, Dad. We've been there a day and a half. They actually spent the night.
Nobody complained. It was just one of these, you know, all right. How long are you thinking?
You know, they all talked about it beforehand. You know, your dad just do his thing.
They actually checked the Google Maps to see what was across the street from the Target.
I was hoping something was around there because I knew they would be waiting on me, and I was.
There's a great tapas restaurant down there. Let's go down there. Yeah,
go to a restaurant. But anyway, all right. So tons of great things in the souvenir shop. I didn't buy anything because I thought I was going back, but I would have gotten what you picked up there.
Yeah, they had a nice guidebook, and not just pictures of what was on the display, but some articles. Mindy Johnson, who we've had on the show before, has an article in there. And yeah, it was. We really enjoyed the gift shop area. Lots of
meat. I agree.
Moral victory, I talked one kid out of the $300 denim jacket. now, we still walked out with a few sweatshirts. I alienated at least one child and maybe even my spouse when I went up to the cash register and said, do you take DVC discount? And I'm going to guess the woman, the way she rolled her eyes, had probably heard that no less than 7,000 times.
I asked about the Visa card.
Yep, between the Visa and the D23 and the DVC. Oh, she thought I was an idiot. But
well,
hey.
Hey, missed opportunity for them because...
I think honestly, it would have been a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. So once again, it's heading to downtown Kansas City, Missouri Union Station, May 24th through November. Admission, adult, is $25.
So I propose a road trip. We'll hit Marceline on the way to KC.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
He would take forever, though.
Union Station members, 18-50.
There's a nice restaurant across.
You and I will go get some barbecue. Seniors, while Aloy just studies intently.
Seniors, 55
now
plus.
Now, in Chicago, this was positioned.
He finally snapped. We win.
22.50. Children 4 to 12 or 20 and kids under 3 are free. So make sure you head out to go see it. And you could stop at Marceline and the Walt Disney Hometown Museum, friend of the show.
This is what we get for recording at 3 a.m. Will you just let me read? Was that you in kindergarten? I want my nap time.
I was the guy doing
it. Yeah, doing what we're doing. Yeah, we figured.
Like I said, I recorded a report with my family back in December. We'll play that to close out the show.
For the next 7 weeks.
Have a great week, everyone. I am here with my family. Jolie, Evan, and Tara are getting ready to walk in about a minute. And we are on the northwest side of Chicago.
I'm director of the Walt Disney Archives. Here at the Archives, it is our mission to protect, preserve, and make available the history of the Walt Disney Company. So in celebration of 100 years of Disney magic and entertainment, it's my honor to welcome you to Disney 100, the exhibition. This very special exhibition will travel the world for 5 years in two units, one in North America and one in international locations. Both units feature hundreds of iconic Disney artifacts from throughout its history, including props, costumes, models, attraction vehicles, and artwork, as well as original immersive activities that are sure to please visitors of all ages. We hope you'll enjoy your visit today and look forward with us to the next 100 years of Disney magic. Right this way.
Oh, look at this. We are at the Exhibition Hub Art Center in Chicago. It is a brand new facility.
That's a hologram.
Yeah. We're in a room where there are stars on the ground, floating on the wall, floating on all the walls, and there's a stage in front of us. It says Disney 100, the exhibition.
In 1923, a young man from the American Midwest, along with his older brother, Roy, started a cartoon studio in the back rooms of a small real estate office in Hollywood, California. This was the small beginning of a family entertainment company that would create unforgettable stories. That young man was Walt Disney, a master storyteller whose imagination knew no bounds, who delighted in making the impossible possible. Disney 100, the exhibition, is a journey through 100 years. years of Disney magic.
There's really no secret about our approach. We keep moving forward, opening up new doors, doing new things, because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. We're always exploring and experimenting.
Everybody ready? On with the show! Yeah.
We just saw the Walt hologram heading back out the way we came in. Alice is one of them. Wait, how'd they do this? I thought we were going out the same way we came in. All right, I'll be around in the gallery. The first gallery is called Where It All Began. They have the actual telegram here that Walt sent to Roy. It says, addressed to Roy O. Disney, 2491 Lyric Avenue, Hollywood, California. Leaving tonight, stopping over Kansas City. Arrive home Sunday morning, 7:30. Don't worry, everything okay. We'll give details when arrive. Well, and it's on the actual paper. This is the actual telegram. There's definitely some reproductions in here. There's a reproduction of an Oswald cartoon. There's a story sketch on Tall Timber, 1928, that's part of an Oswald short. But this telegram, letting Roy know that everything was okay on their trip between, on he and his wife's trip between New York and California. And this is where he starts to brainstorm, at least, the idea of Mickey Mouse after losing Oswald to Universal. The next gallery is called Where the Stories Come From. There are some original items in here, but a lot of it... Oh, I guess it's source material. I'm looking at original Peter Pan books, and there are a lot of projections in this room. The first room seemed not interactive, but it had those old-fashioned style speaker phones that you could listen to and hear stories from. The actual glass slipper from 2015's live-action Cinderella. Looks like first edition books that inspired some of the stories. The House at Pooh Corner, Peter Pan. The music is ethereal and really cool as you're walking through. The first room had more inspirational, dramatic music. This feels more Disney dreamish. Oh, it's actually walking back into the other room. It's actually playing throughout this entire area. So after exploring that last gallery, it's basically kind of the origin of the stories, but then also, and they picked several stories, including Mary Poppins and Frozen, and original animation too, Pinocchio. So this next room is the Illusion of Life, and before I go exploring, it looks like it's about animation. So the next gallery is called The Spirit of Adventure and Discovery, and has everything from concepts on the Jungle Cruise to some of the more heroic type movies like Pirates of the Caribbean, or I should say Adventure, Lilo and Stitch, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And then it moves into Star Wars, and it actually has props. There's a Porg puppet here. There's Han Solo's dice from The Last Jedi, used by Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. There's an actual BB-8 puppet, Jedi textbook. There's the Skywalker lightsaber hilt after, I guess, it's taped together after it was destroyed. So in The Rise of Skywalker, this prop is used. There's Marvel costumes, including helmets, Loki's headgear and Thor's helmet. Full-on costume worn by Black Panther. Full-on costume from Black Panther 2018. And then there's also at the very end here, oh, Cap Shield. There's also at the very end here, Walt in space and some of Walt Disney's discoveries, or Walt Disney's segments on space exploration. They have these listening devices, and you can pull them off, and here's what they sound like.
Here to introduce you to this new series is Walt Disney. In our modern world, everywhere we look, we see the influence science has on our daily lives.
So obviously from his Disneyland show. All right, moving into the next section, magic of sound and music. I'll tell you about it at the end. A great gallery, lots to listen to and see. There's a nice Mickey statue in the middle, but also original lead sheets from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pirates of the Caribbean. Some of the original artifacts. There's a mouse guitar that was used on the Mickey Mouse Club by several people, mostly Jimmy Dodd. They have the actual chimes that were used as Tinkerbell's sound effects in Peter Pan. Then when you turn the corner on the wall, they have original art for the Haunted Mansion album. Concept art, and then there's a section where you can listen with headphones to probably, quick count is 20-ish songs throughout the history of Disney, which includes a Goofy movie, Hannah Montana, a bunch of Reed and See albums like Tron. You can't listen to those, but there's a giant wall with all that artwork. Now I'm on to the next section, which is the world around us. Looks like this section is about Walt's love of nature and the nature films created by Disney. So this room is pretty quick. There's some movie posters. There's a reproduction of The Vanishing Prairie in Spanish, La Grande Prairie. The Disney Nature Chimpanzee. There's actually, what's cool about this room, there's a video of Walt doing a conservation ad for National Wildlife Week. But then also there's an actual Academy Award. There's an Oscar for Bear Country, 1953. This one is a quick room. As you're walking out, they have concept art, reproduction, concept art of nature in the theme parks. So Big Thunder Mountain and the Matterhorn. All right, the next section is called Innoventions. All right, some of the highlights in this room. So it's about innovating the Disney multiplane camera. There's a small model of it, a 1/8 scale model of the multiplane camera. I think I've seen two of them at the Walt Disney Family Museum and at the Disney Studio. I may have seen one at Disney when it was Disney MGM. The art of storyboarding and the invention of storyboarding, audio animatronics. They have some interactive tables where you can actually see animation taking place and you can flip through pages, digital pages. It's really cool. They have a Pixar computer here for some reason. You can animate Rocket by standing on a spot and opening your mouth, and he opens his mouth across from you. There's the John Hench concept artist rendering reproduction of Disneyland. Now I'm going into the next room, which is Your Disney World, and it looks like this is all about the parks. Here you leave today and visit the worlds of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy, Walt Disney. So the coolest part of this room, definitely the artifacts. First of all, it's set up so that you're looking on one side. It's set up to look like Main Street. there are building facades, and then in those facades are actual artifacts. The Mickey that Walt held on opening day at Disneyland. There's a pirate ship from Peter Pan's flight in Disneyland. There's a Matterhorn bobsled. And there's poster art, attraction posters. Now I'm on to the wonder of Disney. So this last room, I guess there's one more room, but this last area is dedicated to just Disney through the decades and its popularity among pop culture. And I'm just going to read a little bit from as you enter the room. The true magic of Disney is how it makes us feel. We hope that pursuing the scrapbooks of Disney moments through the decades will remind you of the special memories of your own Disney experience. As Walt Disney once said, the inclination of my life, the motto you might call it, has been to do things and make things which will give pleasure to people in new and amusing ways. We want to thank all of you for embracing the last 100 years of Disney magic and letting us amuse you, please you, and dream with you. And then they have these kind of scrapbooks opened. And, of course, there's interactivity. There's an actual Davy Crockett raccoon skin cap from Davy Crockett and the River Pirates. There's a photo op with the Encanto characters. And then you make your way into the last area. We are just getting started, and it's a bunch of photo ops. All right, the last room, there's a statue of Walt and Mickey from the parks, and there's a bunch of film scenes being shown on the wall, projected on the wall. We have a lot of story yet to tell, Walt Disney, and then we're walking out, and we exit into a gift shop.
5 hours later.
We are on our way home back to Central Illinois, and we've stopped at a South Suburban restaurant to eat dinner. And I'm going to go around the table here and get everybody's thoughts on the day. I enjoyed it. I don't think I learned anything new. I definitely saw some things that were new. Walt's conservation ad was pretty cool to see. I like seeing actual artifacts, so that to me was more appealing than anything else. So seeing actual items, either used, you know, as props in films or on TV shows, or seeing the Matterhorn bobsled and things like that, that was really cool to me. But overall, I enjoyed it. And I'm going to let my family speak. It took me exactly 2 hours to go through it, and I could have spent probably another 2 hours. They were done in about an hour and a half, maybe a little less, and then they would come back to check up on me and allow me to take some pictures with them. So I'm going to pass it over to Evan.
Hey, it's Evan. I actually thought the exhibit was really cool. It was really well put together for just a pop-up. Felt like it had been there for a long time, and was like just a normal museum there. All of the art, like the vault stuff that was in there, was really cool. The costumes, the artwork. A lot of it was interactive as well, which was fun. Overall, I thought it was fun. Good exhibit.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was really well done, well put together. It was a good mix of, like, things to read and then also artifacts to look at and some hands-on items. I think my favorite section was towards the end when they just had like little stations of the different decades of Disney, because it was neat to see things that I, you know, that are familiar from before I was born, my childhood, and then from my kids' childhood growing up.
Hello. I enjoyed it a lot. It was pretty fun. Kept us entertained for a while.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was probably the sound effects part. Because it was like cool to see how sounds in animated movies are made. And the Steamboat Willie whistle was pretty cool. And yeah, I enjoyed it overall.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the Steamboat Willie whistle. And by the way, that was Evan, Jolie, and Tara. Presentation was outstanding. And like Evan said, the venue was perfect for it. It looked like a really well-done museum. I loved the soundtrack. The way they intercut Disney music, but it was completely redone. There were original arrangements, and it accompanied the exhibit well. If you have an opportunity to go see it, I would definitely recommend checking it out if you're a Disney fan or if you're not a Disney fan. If you're not a Disney fan, you'll probably learn a lot if you're not a diehard Disney fan. So, that's all from here. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on social media, like and subscribe. Send us an email, podcast@thehyperionhub.com, wherever you're listening to us. Please rate and review. It helps more people find the show. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
We're glad you could join us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email or send us a recorded audio message at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. Find us on social media. The Hyperion Hub is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiaries. We'll meet you next time at the Hyperion Hub.